All right, here we are, and we are, yeah, here we are, and we are live. It's Saturday night. Okay, and let me see how we do here. Let's see what we do here.
Right, I think the, this is Miles. Hello, this is Miles Flanagan. I thought,
This is Bob Green, and, I'm not going to have another conversation with you about somebody's meat. Excuse me? I never talk about that.
You're always talking about who gets a load of meat.
I'm talking about business.
You're always talking about who gets the load of meat. Let's see. So there's zero right there. I got the mic at zero. Okay? Understand?
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay. All right. I haven't been using the mic. The mic is not hot enough, you know. It's not hot enough. You got to make it hotter. I got to make it a whore. No, I say you got to make it hotter. I made you a whore. No, motherfucker. I understood that. And if the world around you falls apart, my love, I'll still be here. For united we stand. God, what a long fucking weekend this Columbus weekend has been. Indigenous Peoples Weekend.
And he was telling me it's Indigenous Peoples Weekend. And
that's right, that's what I said.
I didn't know that. I thought it was called Columbus Day.
It was called Columbus Day.
If I may, Bob.
Go ahead.
It was called Columbus Day, Miles, but they changed it to Indigenous Peoples Day.
All right, I didn't know any of this. Bob Green leaves a message screaming at me.
I didn't scream.
My arse, you didn't. The message is screaming, saying, how dare you, it's Indigenous Peoples Day. And then he calls back later and he says, ha, 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 I'm only kidding. And I think that's unfair.
I was messing around with the fact that he didn't know.
The history you guys have together, Bob, is so fraught with insult.
What is he talking about?
You know very well with the whole, you take a load of my meat.
Oh, you're talking about that. No, I like to have fun with people.
Have fun. You screamed into my phone at 4 o'clock in the morning. You said you, and I can't use the language you use, you blankety-blank nitwit. It's called Indigenous Peoples Day. It's not called Columbus Day. You've ruined it all. You've ruined everything.
Right, and you didn't hear me laughing.
You were not laughing.
Well, I was laughing when I hung the phone up.
Well, that's quite different, Bob.
Who's this?
Phil Hendry, for Christ's sake.
Oh.
What about that? That's pretty funny. Something about Bob playing a joke on Miles and screaming into the... It's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Divided we fall, and if our back should ever be against the wall, we'll be together, together, you and I.
So many people on Instagram have private accounts. What's that about, man? Are you showing, like, nude pictures and shit? I mean, there's a lot of people following me, like chicks are following me on Instagram. It says, private account, man. I'm wondering if there's, like, some nudity there or something. Is it nudity or what is it? What? Who the fuck is this? What is this shit? God, things are weird. People are weird. You want to know how weird people are? Go to fucking Instagram. God almighty, people, motherfucking weird. All right. Okay. It's all good. It's all good. And if the world around you falls apart.
All right, man. So there's that. And then there's also, one of the things that I have on X are the various character accounts. And I used to have a lot of them. Now I have Coach Dozier. I have the Phil Hendry Show, which is where I post the show log. Okay. Then I have, I should do this on the air. Then I have Ted's of Beverly Hills, General Galen Shaw, Bobby Dooley, Jeff Dowder, Frank Gray, Margaret Gray, Steve Bozell, Jay Santos, Bud Dickman, Chris Norton, and Steve Dooley. So there's quite a few, but I don't update them. Now, the last one, Coach Dozier was last updated on September 9th. Oh, God, that's a long fucking time ago, bitch. It's fucking October. Another teacher getting disciplined. Getting disciplined. There we go. So that is the, I got a lot of goddamn character counts, and I have not updated that. I wouldn't dance. I agreed, I wouldn't dance. Dr. Herzog, I'm now off of paid leave and back in the classroom. Why? Because I agreed I wouldn't dance and do high kicks when I heard about another teacher getting disciplined. All right, so that's Coach Dozier. Right? Let's see the last time. The next one on the list, let me get the microphone here. The next one on the fucking list is Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted's last post was on the 6th of October. I don't care about Elon Musk. I have more money than him if life had worked out a bit differently. I'm wealthier than him in the multiverse that I see myself in. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't? Okay, Ted, thanks. What's the date today? So that was last week. Next, after him, General Shaw. General Shaw posted, X, home to every Russian working for Trump's reelection. That a baby Musk. General Shaw posts a lot of political shit that he wouldn't talk about on the air. Bobby Dooley, next thing. Bobby posted, October 6th, I'm resurrecting the title of Badu. There are important reasons for this. Many in our HOA have ignored some of my directives. They drive by my residence, look at me like I'm selling oranges on a freeway on-ramp. It all adds up to me bringing back Badu. Who the fuck gives a shit? That ought to be funny. What if we had Miles? I had Miles Flanagan.
I said, who gives? Basically, I was crude. I should not say it, but I said, who gives a you? Who cares whether you Badu? I'm not gonna. And Bob Green calls up screaming at me. He said, you didn't call it Badu, and besides, it's called Indigenous Peoples Day. So I was very put up.
Wait a minute, Miles. How do you have any association with Bobby Dooley?
I sold her homeowners association. We sold up a load of meat. We sold steaks and chops for their annual homeowners association barbecue. What is it? We sold some steaks and chops for what are they having? They're having a Halloween party, so we sold them hamburgers. We sold them hamburger meat.
What did Miles Flanagan?
On the recommendation of your program.
We told Bobby to get in touch with you.
Yes, and she had a. Mr. Dooley, he called us. He said he wanted to order several hundred steak and chops and seafood. And so I said, we'll deliver a load of meat. And he said, you're the one. You're the one that talks about his meat load. You're not going to deliver a load of meat to my wife.
Oh, boy. Nothing more juvenile than the Phil Henry Show. Well, yeah, there's plenty of things more juvenile than my show. All right, so what we have then, Bob Green was screaming at him about Indigenous Peoples Day, and then Bobby Dooley, who felt it was not going to have a guy deliver a load of meat to my wife, you know. And it was recommended by Bob Green that Miles Flanagan go ahead and wholesale this load of, you know, he delivered like steaks, filet mignon, seafood, for instance, some ceviche. Well, what else? Some flounder. We had some swordfish steaks, and all of this we delivered to the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And you know, I had a bit of a laugh, and said I was on the Phil Henry Show. Well, I think we should have just Bob and Miles back on. So. Here's what we're going to do. Oh, boy, this thing's been rolling. All right. Okay. And if our back should ever be against the wall. Testing 1, 2, 3. There at Bob Green's. There's Bob at Bob's. Bob's at Bob Green's Meats and Greens. And Miles, is Miles in the bathtub? No, I think Bobby, there's Bobby's in the bathtub. And Miles is at his office. In the carnival, no, I'm just kidding. Miles. That. That's too loud. I don't like that.
Thank you.
Where's Miles's office? Maybe Miles is in the fucking car. Everybody's always in the car in this fucking show anyway. Okay. United we stand, divided we fall. Oh, all right. Well, I don't know. You know, Miles Flanagan here.
Right. It's Miles. I'm at my. Phil, I'm in my office here. I'm in my office in Anaheim. At the Parker Building. I'm over here at Fraser Foods, Phil.
Okay. Now we got a couple of things going on, but Ms. Dooley.
Yes, I'm right here, Phil.
So, Bobby is upset. She doesn't want a load of meat being delivered to her. Wait a minute. Maybe we don't need one of those. Okay. All right. Well, if that's good, wait. So you got to get that mic up to zero, Phil. And the phone is way too fucking hot. But I don't want to fuck with the phone. I don't want to use that goddamn compressor. I think it sounds like shit. Don't use that goddamn compressor. Don't use it. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, see, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, Phil Hendry here. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's great to be with you.
Right, it's Miles Flanagan, Phil, and I just have the microphone down here, but, you know, I got it around 3% because I think his sharpness cuts through it.
Hi, Phil. I heard this is how...
The guy's going to deliver a load of meat to my wife.
All right. Let's see. Do we have any rock music? Let's get some rock music here. Let's play some rock music. Testing. Testing. Yeah. Perfect, baby. Perfect, bitch. All right. Let's go. Let's do it. No, motherfuckers. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is coming at you nonstop at the speed of light and more. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass will open your eyes to horizons and worlds you've only up to now dreamed about. Yes, with a Backstage Pass, your mind will be blown, your entire world ripped apart. Your head will be flighting off here while you see your body, while you witness your own body going that way. That's right, you'll be in your head, but you'll see your body going another direction. It's okay, you're fine, it's just all in your imagination. I'm Whiff Beasley, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage. Do it again. Fuck. Let's do it again, man. All right, here we go.